Hello, welcome to My Camino, the podcast. I'm Dan Mullins, and I'm most grateful that you've taken the time to join me. If I sound a little sick, it's because I've got a cold. It's not COVID, and I've been singing a lot lately, so my voice is a bit sore, but I'm okay. This is a podcast about El Camino de Santiago, or the Way of St. James. The Camino is a pilgrimage, travelled by pilgrims. And there are around 80,000 kilometres of Caminos around Europe and the UK. So you could walk for years and years if you so choose. The most famous is the Camino Francés, an almost 500-mile or 800-kilometre journey from the French hamlet of Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port to the northwest Spanish city of Santiago de Compostela. We're told the remains of Jesus Christ's apostle St. James are interred in the cathedral in Santiago de Compostela, which translates as St. James under a field of stars. Pilgrims come from all around the world to walk in the footsteps of St. James. They walk for a range of reasons. Perhaps it's discovery, adventure, redemption, inspiration. Perhaps it's to deal with an issue of the heart, an issue of family, an issue of trust, or even a matter of time, of future, of the past. This week, we close out 2020. Who could possibly have imagined it would be the ghastly year it's been? Or maybe not. I have friends who welcomed their first child, unbridled love and celebration in the beating heart of the young. And I have friends who welcomed their first grandchild, the most wondrous of occasions. The grandparents couldn't see or touch little Harry for 7 months. My friend, he's a doctor. He said, I would have waited a lifetime to meet him. It was just a few months, but seemed like a lifetime. Another person we all know started a new job that he didn't want to do or shouldn't have, but he did it anyway. No, trust your intuition. Trust your heart and soul. By the way, he's in a much better place as 2020 draws to a close. I know businesses on the Camino were hoping and praying things would return to normal sooner rather than later. They could continue to ply their trade. But no, nothing. 2020. And time will tell when they can reopen their doors. Time. But we all know it's not as easy as that. Everyone's jumping at shadows, and I know people here in Sydney who are still in lockdown and have been since March. People who know if they catch the bug, they'll die. But everyone has rallied around them to keep them safe. Elsewhere, I've seen people singing in the street to entertain neighbours in lockdown, whole apartment blocks dancing on balconies while DJs plied their trade from one of the flats. How wonderful that despite the common dread, the combined hardship, the weed on our collective lawn, that we can still see joy and hope and the smell of fresh cut grass. New hope, new vision, something to keep us focused on the future, not on the past. This week I've decided to ask some of the representatives from the different confraternities around the world just to close out the year. Let's hear from Jim in Ireland and Freddie in the United Kingdom.
Hola, Giugach. I'm Jim from the Camino Society in Ireland. In the words of Seamus Heaney, if we wintered this one out, we can summer anywhere. Heaney was referring to the conflict in Northern Ireland at that time in 1972. COVID has had a massive impact on us all this past year. But now we can winter COVID out, and the vaccine will hopefully allow us to summer on the Camino in 2021. So, Gonairí an Bhoirlath, may the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sunshine warm upon your face, and the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Buen Camino and Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Freddie from the CSJ office in London wishing you all the best for 2021. I hope we can all see each other on the Camino again soon.
Jim in Ireland and Freddie in the UK. Isn't it lovely to hear their voices? I've had an incredible response to the last few months of podcasts. I thought I'd just revisit some of the quotes, if you don't mind. Someone sent me a piece from the Northern Irish poet and writer Nikita Gill. It's called Old Souls. She said, there's a beautiful thing inside you that is thousands of years old. too old to be captured in poems, too old to be loved by everyone, but loved so very deeply by everyone. I wonder if we're brave enough to believe something like that, and I wonder if we're prepared to believe in ourselves enough to take that on board, loved so very deeply by everyone. The week before was an anonymous quote: an adventurous life does not necessarily mean climbing mountains, swimming with sharks, or jumping off cliffs. It means risking yourself by leaving a little piece of you behind in all those you meet along the way. The week before was the American evangelist and host of The Hour of Power, Robert H. Shullum, who said, "Let your hopes, not your hurts, shape your future." And this in the introduction to my interview with Vivek Bashan, the American author and poet William Arthur Ward. Three keys to more abundant living: caring about others, daring for others, and sharing with others. He also said, "A warm smile is the universal language of kindness. Take the leap. Enjoy the journey." I'm going through these quotes not as a means of revision, but as an opportunity to remind you and me of our intention. And I'll get to that in a minute. But before we do, let's hear from my friend Yosma Martinez from the American Pilgrims on the Camino. And I had the very good fortune of meeting Yosma in the United States in March before all this COVID craziness hit us. Oh, and one other thing, for Christmas, I made the Santiago tart from Yosma's book, Tastes of the Camino. And it was all right. It was okay. It's worth looking up. Here's my friend Yosma.
Hi, this is Yosma from the United States. What a year this has been. But if you're listening to this, you most likely overcame challenges, and most importantly, you're healthy. And in the midst of all the craziness we've all experienced in this past year, I hope that the collective gratitude for our health and challenges overcome will light the way into a new year filled with peace, joy, and hope, and that we may all be able to tread on the glorious Camino path very shortly. Buen Camino, and happy 2021.
Yosma Martinez from the American Pilgrims on the Camino. Intention. I remember when I was a boy, Mum did a retreat or some sort of positive reinforcement workshop or something, and came back with the concept that if you want something and you really want it, put a picture on your fridge. Write down your intention in clear and present tense language, and by putting it on the fridge, you can visualize it. You know something? It works. The second way to make your intention action is to connect with how the intention feels. Cultivate that feeling. You should also look for thoughts or feelings and experiences that support your intention. So what's with intention? I remember as a boy skinning my knees and the nuns saying to me, "Daniel, offer it up. Offer up your suffering." Somehow my sacrifice, and therefore I, could be an agent of penance, reparation, expiation. I could be an instrument of divine mercy. So offer it up. Well, I suppose in the wake of 2020, waves from the swell of COVID are breaking on the shore, having an impact on us all. Some are flailing about in the shallows. Some of us will be unemployed. Some of us will be lonely, despite having avoided loneliness through focused connection for years, making a point of staying connected. But when you're made to stay at home, it's impossible to connect with other people, here at church or wherever. That shopkeeper down the street who's always been very kind to you, the workshop four blocks away where they tend to your car. No, 2020 is a crashing storm on the shore. And at the risk of mixing metaphors, it's been a year of rain when all you wanted to do and longed for was a sunny day. However, let's talk about a new day. Remember the American evangelist and host of The Hour of Power, Robert H. Shullum, who said, "Let your hopes, not your hurts, shape your future." Hopes, not hurts. Remember going to the cinema with friends or family. Remember a neighborhood concert where the local community came together to enjoy music, theater, or some other performance. Those days will come again. In the meantime, we go back to William Arthur Ward. Three keys to more abundant living: caring about others, daring for others, and sharing with others. A warm smile is a universal language of kindness. A message from our Camino friends in Canada. This is Lee Pannock, and she began by talking about a full moon over Canada. Unfortunately, the audio was just a bit dodgy at the start. She talks about the full moon and the same full moon shining on the tiny pueblos in Spain and across the Camino. Here's Lee.
I know that I speak on behalf of virtually all the members of the Canadian Company of Pilgrims when I say that our feet are itching to get back to the Camino. We share the same longing with pilgrims around the world. So wherever you may be, if you look up at the moon tonight, I hope you can feel that shared sense of community and longing with your fellow pilgrims. And may 2021 lead your feet back to the Camino. Happy New Year on behalf of the Canadian Company of Pilgrims.
I've been blown away by the kindness of pilgrims in 2020. It's like everyone, online or virtually, wants to be the pilgrim who patches up your feet outside the albergue in Los Arcos. The Zoom meetings where pilgrims gather and talk and sometimes walk together have been magic. We've sung songs and told stories, explored history, planned for the future, and remembered the past with pilgrims from every pocket of the world. Zoom has been the pilgrim's ticket to the Camino in 2020. It's been magic to talk to people and sing and dance and celebrate. We've even had a cocktail or two. Let's go back to the Northern Irish poet and writer Nikita Gill, Old Souls. She said, there's a beautiful thing inside you that's thousands of years old, too old to be captured in poems, too old to be loved by everyone, but loved so very deeply by everyone. Intention. I spoke last week with Dwight Oatway, a Canadian pilgrim, and he read a prayer at the end of the podcast, a prayer he'd been given by a priest at his local cathedral before he headed off on his pilgrimage, and I think it's a beautiful intention. It was included on a card of daily prayers. May my conversation be significant. May my meetings be blessed. May my path cross the paths of others who love you. May my path cross the paths of others who don't know you. May my touch be your touch of infinite gentleness. May my words be your words of wisdom. May my eyes see your compassion. I love that that intention is a daily prayer. How blessed we would all be if that prayer was our intention, our offering it up. Dwight also talked about the great American philosopher Charlie Brown. Charlie and Linus are characters in the Charles Schulz cartoon strip Peanuts. They were talking. I suppose they philosophize, don't they? And it said, I think when the dust settles, we'll all realize how little we need, how much we actually have, and the true value of human connection. I spoke to Noel Braun earlier this year, an Australian pilgrim who has written three books about the Camino. Indeed, he's written more than three books, a total of six, I think. Three, though, are about his life pre-Camino, and I urge you to find his work, to find and share in his enlightenment. His wife had taken her own life. Noel found himself in France learning French as a means to deal with his grief. It led him to the Camino, and he's now walked the way many times. He's written three books about his travels. I felt his journey, his Camino, was such a significant awakening. It ought to be a message and a kind of lesson for us all. We can overcome huge obstacles, enormous loss, incredible hardship, to find new life. We can find our place, our journey, our enlightenment. Noel's new book is called Keep Pressing On, Brother. Like Dwight Oatway's prayer, Noel Braun was gifted the name of his new book in a message from his old parish priest who was fading in the shadow of dementia, drifting away from his loved ones on a sea of old age. Noel's parish priest signed off a note saying, Keep pressing on, brother.
Calling all languages from all four corners of the globe. Talking opportunities to grow and slow your heart and time. Reaching out to others to show just how much you love and care. Being just a simple human being, just being there. Keep pressing on, brother. Got the whole world in the palm of your hand. Keep pressing on, sister. I'll be there to catch you when you fall. If If you find yourself seeking answers, some of them will return in kind. Find the words and lyrics to the song in your deepest heart.
Here we go.
Keep pressing on, brother. I'll be there to catch you when you fall. Keep pressing on, sister. I'll be there to catch you when you fall. Yeah. Don't be disheartened. There's more for you to do. Keep believing, so much more for you to do. Don't stop dreaming, no dreaming won't get you too far. Give me someone you carry, and someone who carry you. Just reach out, you'll find the world is waiting just to welcome you, yeah. Keep pressing on, sister. You got the whole world in the palm of your hand. Keep pressing on, brother. I'll be there to catch you when you fall.
All right, one more time.
Keep pressing on, brother. Got the whole world in the palm of your hand. Keep pressing on, sister. I'll be there to catch you when you fall.
I've been so blessed by my association with the Camino that's changed my life immeasurably. And I spoke this year about the death of my little brother Leo. And he and I played in bands together for years. One of those bands was called The Lucky Guys. We used to play at a pub in Paddington in inner Sydney, the Rose Shamrock and Thistle Hotel. We called it the Three Weeds. We played every Thursday night. One of Sydney's major theatre companies had a rehearsal space next door. They were rehearsing a production of Cats. And they'd finish each Thursday night in time to catch us at the local pub. The Lucky Guys playing for Cats, we used to say. One of the troupe had a birthday and they invited us to play, and we sang all night for them in an abandoned terrace house in the heart of the city. The ensemble lined the walls of the room upstairs and sang harmonies with us. And I'll never forget their voices singing Lion Sleeps Tonight and Sloop John B, Imagine, Stand By Me and Amazing Grace. Leo and I walked home to his house a few miles away and the sun came up. We sat on his back deck drinking cheap wine and smoking cigars. I got up to leave and he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I have to go home." He said, "Dan, sit down. The day isn't over till you call it a night." I said, "We were born and bred in Toowoomba on the Darling Downs. It's a granite belt country. And we used to put cards on the spokes of our bikes to make them sound like motorcycles." He was a fan of the Grateful Dead, John Prine, and we played their songs for him as he lay dying from cancer in late 2019.
Stunts with cards on our spokes, Olive Street days, Judgment Bar nights, cotton wool family holding stick figure hands. I'll drift off to the deeper blue, the rip will carry me through into the fading dark, and the day isn't over till you call it a night. Mahogany Martin, swap my shoes with friends. Sanctus and the primary choir
lucky guys and snowblind. I'll drift up to the deeper blue. The rim will carry me through to the fading dark. I saw the light, angel from North Cold, on the ferry to King's Cliff. I'd mark on your chest, bed for rabbit's wedding. Twin sisters are alive, to shine into shadow. Deeper blue, the rep will carry me through to the fading dark. And the day isn't over till you call it a night. I'll drift off to the deeper blue.
Our day isn't over till we call it a night. No matter how you grasp intention, no matter how you grasp what life has provided for you, it will always be a struggle. We've talked many times on the podcast about how the Camino is a metaphor for life. Some days are easier than others. Sometimes it's the deepest, darkest, coldest night of winter in your heart. Sometimes it's the brightest, lightest, warmest, sunniest day of summer in your heart. Some days you want to go home. Some days you feel you could walk and love forever. Some days you feel like you're adrift on a river to nowhere. Some days you're in the doldrums, unable to source wind for your sails from the four corners of the earth. Well, my late brother Leo summed it up perfectly in his song, This Paper Boat.
This paper boat I folded today. I bent every crease and opened the sail. I cupped it in my hands, and on the water I placed this paper boat. I'm
Let's hear from Janet Leach, who's the chair of the Australian Friends of the Camino.
Well, the Friends of the Camino membership stopped in mid-March when everything shut down here, and it's only just started to regenerate with renewals coming in at a reasonable rate in the last couple of months. And just recently, we've had a couple of new memberships. Of course, we haven't sent out one credencial since mid-March, although we had sent many out before. We had many pilgrims, many members who were planning to walk a Camino. COVID-19 actually curtailed the printing and posting of the Camino Chronicle, our wonderful newsletter, because we were frightened that if we did that, we would have no funds by this time of the year. It also meant that the money that we saved has meant that we've been able to give a donation to both the Rabbinale and the Meraz CSJ albergues, and we gave them each £200. They are in financial trouble, and so we wanted to do our bit. So many of our members have stayed at those albergues and have been hospitaleros at those albergues. Late last year, we actually gave a $3,000 donation to the Peaceable Projects helped run by Rebecca Scott, which supports the infrastructure and improvements on the Camino, and that this year has been put to good use. We've had members, quite a few members actually, who have done virtual Caminos, and there's one virtual Camino reported in our, or a couple in fact, reported in our various newsletters that have gone out, and we've had Zoom meetings. I have attended a couple of international Zoom meetings, and we have, here in Adelaide, we have run Zoom meetings for our members in Adelaide, and because I've been on Zoom, we've been able to invite members from the Northern Territory and Tasmania. They're the smaller states, and so they struggle to get together as easily as people in Sydney or Melbourne or Perth. There has been much interest here in Adelaide about the Camino de Sydney that was designed by a pilgrim, and I know that there's a few people here in Adelaide and in other states who have got their eye on going to Sydney when it's possible to walk the Camino de Sydney. And we're making plans. We did have plans for our second national conference to be held in October in 2021, but COVID has put a stop to those plans. And instead, we've asked the Victorians to form a committee, and they are represented on our committee. And they are planning the second national conference to be held on the 16th to the 18th of September in 2022. That's going to be at Lake Dewar Lodge, which is near Bacchus Marsh. And it looks very exciting, the things that they've got planned thus far. Here locally in Adelaide, a local church is going to have a festival of pilgrimage in the first 2 weeks of October, the 1st to the 17th of October next year, 2021. That's the holy year, and so we are going to be able to make something of the holy year. It's pilgrimage in general, not just the Camino, but anything that promotes the concept, the idea of going on a pilgrimage, I think is wonderful. We also, as part of our Zoom meetings earlier this year, on St. James Day, you, Dan, sang your song for us as part of our St. James Day celebrations. Around Australia, pilgrims get together on St. James Day and have a special celebration. It was impossible to do this year. A lot of people were unable to get together for meals and so on. So we decided that we would have and include the Tasmanians and Northern Territorians. We decided we'd have a Zoom meeting on St. James Day and celebrated by just being together over the internet. And I think that probably summarises roughly what we've been doing. It's been very quiet overall. And our thoughts are with all of those on the way that are in so much pain. They're in so much pain and sadness from what has happened to the members of their families and villages. And people have died and people are really sick. But it's also their businesses, and you know, everyone is anxious to get back, but our hands are tied and with our borders closed and overseas borders closed too.
The American author Catherine Lee Bates published a book 100 years ago in 1920. It's called Spanish Highways and Byways. She wrote, "Up and down these sheer ravines stumbled the blind and lame, sure of healing if only they could reach the shrine. Deaf and dumb went in the pilgrim ranks, the mad, the broken-hearted, the sin-oppressed, only the troop of lepers held apart. Some of those footsore wayfarers, most likely the raggedest of all, carried a secret treasure for the saint. Some staggered under penitential weights of lead and stone, others bore loads of bars and fetters in token of captivity from which St. James had set them free." That was 1920. Well, how do our intentions manifest themselves today? By saying prayers? By walking a Camino of the heart, body, or soul? Planet Earth is a prayer. The lessons we learn from the animal kingdom, and the lessons we learn from slow tourism, the lessons we learn from children, from gardens, from a simple meal, the lessons we learn from each other, from pilgrims we meet around the world, from losing loved ones like brothers, the intentions we share by being touched by and having friendships with pilgrims. You are loved. I do a lot of yoga. One of my teachers in Sydney starts every lesson with a session of chanting. We begin by saying over and over, "Ahem Prema, Ahem Prema, I am loved." So let's combine the elements of what we've discussed so far this week. Redemption, intention, your hopes, not your hurts, shaping your future, caring about others, daring for others, sharing with others, a warm smile being the universal language of kindness. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." And don't forget Charlie Brown and Linus. I think when the dust settles, we'll realise how little we need, how much we actually have, and the true value of human connection. Some questions. When the dust settles in the wake of 2020, will you find intention? Will you find hope? Will you find love? Will you find grace?
Already come to grace.
let your pilgrimage be more than a long, slow walk in Europe? Will you let your love and grace permeate your life, the life of those around you, the life of those you love, or perhaps those around you with whom you've had a troubled relationship? Will you offer it up? Will you share and care? Will you be a pilgrim walking in the footsteps of Christ's apostle, St. James? I think the answer to all of those questions is yes. Pope Francis said in 2016, pilgrimage is a symbol of life. It makes us think of life as walking, as a path. If a person does not walk but instead stays still, this is not useful. It accomplishes nothing. Think of water. When water is not in the river, it does not course, but instead remains still and stagnates. He said, a soul that does not walk in life doing good, doing many things that one must do for society, to assist others, or who does not walk through life seeking God and inspiration from the Holy Spirit, is a soul that finishes in mediocrity and in spiritual poverty. Please do not stand still in life. Remember the joy of arriving in the plaza in Santiago de Compostela, perhaps realizing your journey has only just begun. Well, I think the Camino is all about love. And I think pilgrimage is all about sharing and caring. So take the time to grow. Take the time to look forward to a brighter day. Take the time to be a better you, a pilgrim, humble and graceful, grateful for simple mercies, for love and adventure. Happy New Year to you all. Thanks for your support for the last 4 years. I'm touched and humbled and most grateful. Paulo Coelho wrote in his 1987 book, The Pilgrimage, life is a long pilgrimage from fear to love. I'm going to leave you with Johnny Walker Santiago playing the pipe organ in Santiago de Compostela. This is Auld Lang Syne, as he'll tell you, a traditional song about old times and good times, the times we share, the times we enjoy, old acquaintances. The words are as true today as they were when they were committed to the page in the mid-1700s. One should not forget old friends, but celebrate new beginnings to overcoming fear and welcoming love. Here's to the future. I hope you find what you're looking for somewhere along the way. I'm Dan Mullins. Until next week, buen camino.
Hello, everyone. This is John in Santiago. First of all, Dan, on behalf of pilgrims everywhere, we'd like to thank you for these programmes which you make, which have sustained us through the dark days of 2020. Thank you very much. Just a few minutes ago, I was standing in the pouring rain right in the centre of the Plaza Obradoiro. When I looked around, I realised I was the only person in the square. A sign of the times. In front of me stood the great cathedral, cleaned and renovated, both inside and out, ready to be opened when the Holy Year starts on New Year's Eve. The Botafumeiro will be used for the first time in 2 years. All Santiago needs now is pilgrims, and in wishing you all a happy New Year, I am full of hope that you will return very soon. You know that in Scotland and throughout the world, we welcome the New Year by singing the song Auld Lang Syne. The words are Scottish, but they have a meaning for all of us. It is a song about friendship and invites a toast to the best of times from the past and those to come in the future. This is Auld Lang Syne from the heart of Santiago. Join in singing it with us. Happy New Year.